Well, you're some crooked. For most, it's a common Newfoundland saying, but for Niecy Moland, it's the title of her new book. Moland writes and illustrates her own children's books. The titles include Bays, Bites, and Tickles, There's No Place Like Home, and Saltfish and Scrunchins. And Niecy Moland joins me now in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you here. And I will tell people that we have the whole line of your books to give away as a prize at the end of this interview. So pay attention. We'll ask you a very simple skill testing question. They're lovely looking books.
Thank you.
Must be really proud of these.
I am. It's been quite an exciting adventure.
Well, while the song was on, you came in and you said, you know, I got my start on the morning show.
I did. Back in 2007, my hometown, St. Bernard Shaxfontein, had a Come Home Year celebration. And during that time, I was living in here in town. And so many wonderful people were doing so much to raise funds and raise money to get ready for it. And being so far away, I couldn't do a lot. So I created a website, did some graphics, and then created a book about growing up in that town as a fundraiser for the church in the community. Mm-hmm. And someone from CBC, I think right here in this building, I found out just the other day, actually picked up the book I did for Come Home Year and had me on the show, and things just kind of took off shortly after that.
So you weren't expecting to become a children's author when this all started?
Well, I was kind of hoping, because after the Come Home Year book, I got so much feedback that I should, you know, this could be anywhere. This could be about anywhere in Newfoundland. So I generalized it, and I dropped it to a couple of publishers, not expecting a whole lot, but, you know, what the heck. So I had some interest, but then after this show, the interest became something real, and they actually quoted the show when they called me.
Nice.
So absolutely, this is definitely where it started, and I did not expect it to become as big as it's become, and it's been a wonderful ride, I have to say.
Well, tell me about your latest book, You're Some Crooked. We've all said that to someone at some point in our lives, I think, living in Newfoundland and Labrador.
Apparently, I did a book signing at Costco last week, and apparently I've written this book about an awful lot of people.
I can imagine.
Yeah, you've definitely written this about my daughter or my son or my mom, or it was fun. There's so many topics in Newfoundland and Labrador that you can write about. There's so many things that make this place unique and special, and the words we use is just one of them. So this is just the latest in the million ideas that are floating around in my head. So this one captures a lot of the words that you'll pretty much only hear when you're here.
Right, in Newfoundland and Labrador.
Exactly, yes.
Can you give us a little example?
Sure.
A little reading for us?
Yeah, the latest book is You're Some Crooked. And of course, it starts with letting you know what crooked is. So I'll read from the book.
Mm-hmm.
If you're grumpy, sour, and snappy, and you're cranky and unhappy, your lovely smile is upside down. It's turned into an angry frown. If you are in a nasty mood and only feel like being rude, you're crooked.
You're crooked. No doubt. I like the next one, too. Can you do the next page?
Sure. If food's no longer good to eat, reminding you of smelly feet, the sour smell is kind of sickly, and your stomach's turning quickly. When stinky food is sort of rotten and your appetite's forgotten, it's Fausty.
It's Fausty. I can hear it like as a rap song in my head. So how long does it take you to write a book, typically?
It differs. I think it takes me longer to write it than to draw the pictures because I rewrite it so many times. And it's not a pressure. It's something that I love to do. So I do it when I want to. And, you know, it'll definitely take a few months to get one from thought to being in print, for sure.
And each of these books seems to have a little bit of your hometown, St. Bernard's, Shaxfontein.
It does.
Tell me about that.
Well, that's where I grew up. I love it. I was fortunate enough to grow up in a beautiful place with beautiful people, with a wonderful family. I love it. My children love it. We all love it. And I got to experience firsthand all of the things that I write about. Most of the things that I write about, because some of the things are Newfoundland-wide. It all fascinates me. But you'll see in all of my books, or pretty much all of them, that there's a little bit of St. Bernard, Shaxfontein in all of them, whether it's the background for a picture or a person or something like that. You'll see that in my hometown throughout them all.
Your mom and dad make an appearance?
My mom and dad, my superheroes. Yes, they do. When Stuart the Seagull in Bays, Bites, and Tickles visits all the places in Newfoundland that have interesting names, they, of course, have to stop in my hometown, and they visit my parents. But the funny thing about that is my mother loves the picture. She said, Niecy, that's the nicest time my hair ever looked.
That's sweet. Here's a little verse. Nestled in a valley bordered by the sea, home to Bill and Margaret, who ask us in for tea.
And they would.
Very cute. How do your parents feel about being in your books?
Oh,
they must
goodness.
Be really proud of you.
So proud. Yeah. Absolutely proud. I actually framed that picture of them in the book and thinking they'd, you know, keep it for a keepsake. They have it up in their kitchen. So the first thing everyone sees when they come in is the picture. They have my books there in their house all the time for anyone who comes to visit. They're very proud. They're wonderful.
What kind of reaction have you been getting to these books?
The
you said
reaction,
it kind of exploded since
oh my
you
goodness.
Were on the morning show.
It has. It has. I think the most amazing thing is the messages that I get. I've gotten emails from Australia, Tokyo, Tennessee, all over the place. But some of the cutest little stories, there's a little girl. She's the godchild of a friend of my sister. She has to kiss my picture goodnight every night before she goes to bed. And there's a little boy that I got a story about who's learning to potty. And he won't go potty without salt, fish, and scrunchions. He will not sit on the potty without salt, fish, and scrunchions.
Wow.
I got an email from a lady. Her dad is a Newfoundlander. He hasn't been in Newfoundland for 30 years. Well, that was actually a couple of years ago when There's No Place Like Home came out. She found the book online, got it for him, and she sent me this big message telling me that when he sat down to read the book, he cried and cried and cried because it made him so homesick. And adults are reading these books. They're not just for children. They're going to so many Newfoundlanders who've moved away, people who have grandchildren with Newfoundland roots who don't get to come here very often. And I get to be a part of, you know, preserving the unique culture and heritage of this wonderful place for all these people. It's surreal. Pinch me.
How did you feel the first time you got an email from Tokyo or Australia?
Absolutely surreal. Again, it's the pinch me moment that, you know, you start with this. I'm doing it because I absolutely love it. I really love it. And to have such positive reaction, and people are so nice. Everybody says such nice things and tells such nice stories. And it's overwhelming, actually. And I feel really, really grateful to my publisher and to everybody who's responding to the book so positively that I'm able to do this. I'm very grateful.
And what is next for you?
There are a million stories in my head. I just have to find the time to get them out. But there's lots more. I'd also like to do some for charities, to help raise money for charities. Actually, I did the book, The Great Fairyland Dig. While it's not a charity, it was a project with the Colony of Avalon in Fairyland. That was an awesome project, awesome people to work with, to help as a fundraiser for the colony, the archaeological dig out there. So that was a nice experience, and I'd like to do some more of that stuff as well.
Well, Niecy, it was a very big pleasure to meet you.
My absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Glad to hear you got your start on the St. John's Morning Show.
It's awesome.
Niecy Moland is a children's author and illustrator. Now, we have a very nice gift pack to give away. All 7 of Niecy Moland's books are up for grabs. We're going to give them to one person, so you have the complete set. All you have to do is answer this question. Maybe we should give 2 questions so you can have a choice. Maybe what's Niecy's hometown? Because we mentioned that a couple of times. Or you can tell us what is the title of her latest book. Just call 722-7111 or toll free 1-800-563-8255.